It's going to be the Yards in the Burn Road. They have won the game by 2 points in the end. There were 68 minutes played here in total, 8 minutes of injury time in the second half. An action-packed end to the game. We'll just take it from the 55th minute. It was 3-5 to 1-11. Jerry McLaughlin knocked over free. 2 minutes later, Terman won a penalty. Geraldine was fouled, abandoned the box. She scored the resulting penalty herself to make it 4-5 to 1-11, 17-14. Geraldine then scored another goal in 59 minutes, make it 5-5 to 1-11. That looked to be it, done and dusted, as we headed into injury time. Then on the 61st minute, Karen Guthrie got a free to make it 5-5 to 1-2. Karen then scored a point from play on the 63rd minute, bringing their total to 1-13. It looked to be a game on at that stage. Terman then came up with another point to make it 21 points to 16. A Jody McFadden point from play on the 64th minute, which put the lead back to 5 points. It looked pretty unassailable for Glenfinn at that stage. But it wasn't just done and dusted then. And Karen Guthrie came up with a goal on the 68th minute to bring the deficit to 2 points and to supposed to make it a nervy last couple of minutes for Terman. But look, it was pretty much over at that stage. As there was 8 minutes played, there were 6 minutes announced by the referee that he was going to play, but this went into the 8th minute, and the game ended shortly after, and with Terman winning 5-6 to 2-13, 21 points to 19. A very entertaining game here. The weather was quite inclement, a couple of very heavy showers, but I suppose the story of the game was that lady we hear so much about, Geraldine McLaughlin. She finished the game with a penalty tally of 4-5 out of Terman's 5-6 in total. So a lot of it was about Geraldine. I also think it's best to go to the Terman fullback Evelyn McGinley. Mark and our county teammate Karen Guthrie. Evelyn had a great game, and had a real tussle with Karen in the Terman defence, and I think was a rock for which this victory was built on for Terman. But look, Terman be very happy to get back to the top of the tree in Donegal. They've a great tradition of winning this ladies championship, and Glenfinn, as you mentioned, were going for three in a row, but look, it wasn't be the day. Terman were very hungry and fought very hard, and I say, look, it'll be quite a momentous victory for Terman. It was a sad year for them, the loss of their inspirational chairman Danny Owen. I know he'll be shining down them today, and he'll be very, very happy, and I know there'll be an odd glass raid tonight in memory of Danny O and all he did for Terman. So look, it's Terman's day here in the final of the ladies senior football championship, and congratulations to Terman.